Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Well, Teresa and I are so blessed to be here in France because one of my favorite saints is Saint Joan of Arc, but we had to record the meditation about her on French soil. And we are praying from the little monastery of the Community of the Lamb here in France. And we want to share with you a little bit about them at the end of our rosary. Now, to really appreciate Joan of Arc, you have to understand what was at stake during her time. Charles IV, King of France, died, and he had no male heir. And that made Edward III, King of England, the only legitimate successor to the throne of France because he shared the same grandfather with Charles IV. So Edward claimed the Kingdom of France for himself. Now, the French nobles didn't like this, so they chose Philip VI, a cousin, and that sparked the Hundred Years' War between England and France. And basically, England won all the wars and gained almost all the land, and with the Treaty of Troyes and his marriage to the French Princess Catherine, Henry V, King of England, gained complete control of France. Now, the rightful king was supposed to be Charles VII, but a vicious lie was spread that his mother had an affair, and therefore Charles was illegitimate. Now, what happens if Joan of Arc doesn't enter the drama? Well, England retains complete control of France, and then when Henry VIII would lead the French church into schism along with the English, and Edward, Henry's son, would lead both England and France to become Protestant. And if that happens, then the Catholic Church in France would have been lost from 1400 on. It's hard to even imagine the devastating effects. We probably never would have had great saints like Francis de Sales, Vincent de Paul, Margaret Mary Alacoque, Thérèse of Lisieux, nor the Revelations of the Sacred Heart, nor the Miraculous Medal. We lose all that if we don't have Joan of Arc. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At this dire moment in the history of France, St. Michael, St. Catherine, and St. Margaret were sent from God to reveal to Joan her divine mission, and they became her guiding voices. When she was just 17, in March of 1429, she was granted an audience with the rightful king, but he played a trick on her. He put a decoy, a look-alike, in his place on the throne. But as Joan approached, she looked at the impostor, then turned, and God revealed to her the true king in disguise. And she immediately strode over to him, dropped to her knees, and proclaimed him the true king of France. And then she said, I am called Joan the Maid, and am sent to say that the king of heaven wills that you be crowned and consecrated in your good city of Reims, and be therefore the representative of the Lord of heaven, who is king of France. And he wills that you set me at my appointed work and give me an army. And after a slight pause, she added, her eye shining with lightning, for then I will raise the siege of Orleans and break the English power. The perplexed king asked Joan for a sign. He wanted to believe in her mission and that her voices were supernatural and endowed with knowledge hidden from mortals. But how could he do this unless these voices could prove their claim in some absolutely unassailable way? It was then that Joan said to him, I will give you a sign, and you will no more doubt. There is a secret trouble in your heart which you speak of to none, a doubt which wastes away your courage and makes you dream of throwing away and fleeing from your realm. You have secretly prayed to God that he will tell you whether you are the rightful king or not, and I have been sent by God to tell you that you are. You are the heir to the throne. You are the true heir of France. God has spoken it. Now lift up your head and doubt no more, but give me men at arms and let me get about my work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At just 17, and a woman, Joan was made the commander of all the armies in France. And her mission was to break the English siege of Orleans and then take Charles to Reims to be officially crowned King of France. On May 8, 1429, Joan led the French to their first victory in 100 years, which broke the siege. This victory was the turning point for France. Then in June, she led the French army to a series of swift victories, and later that month, she persuaded Charles VII to proceed to Reims for his coronation. En route, several towns submitted to Charles VII without resistance, influenced by Joan's reputation. And finally, on July 17, 1429, Charles VII was crowned at the cathedral, King of France. And Joan stood by his side, holding her banner, symbolizing the completion of her divine mission to see the rightful king anointed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Courage is to do what is right, even in the face of great fear. And courage is lived out in two ways. Thomas Aquinas says that the first part of courage is to attack. The second is to endure. By attack, Thomas means that we should take action to confront and overcome all obstacles or evils that stand in the way of the good God wants us to do. One of the most fierce knights that served under Joan, La Isle, he explains Joan's courage the best when he said, "What would Joan of Arc do with it? Turn it loose by the Lord God of heaven and earth, and let it swallow up the foe in the whirlwind of its fires. Nothing shows the splendor and wisdom of her military genius like her instant comprehension of the size of the change which has come about and her instant perception of the fight and only right way to take advantage of it. With her is no sitting down, no starving out, no siege, no dilly-dallying and fooling around, no lazying, loafing, and going to sleep. No. With Joan, it is storm, 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 and still storm, 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 and forever storm. Hunt the enemy to his hole, and then turn her French hurricanes loose and carry him by storm." And that is why we took the battlements and the towers and the devastating artillery and 7,000 picked veterans. Joan of Arc is to the fore, and by the splendor of God, it is all finished. Are we willing to overcome all disordered desires, all vices, all obstacles, to fulfill the mission God has given to us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As I said, Thomas Aquinas said, there are two actions of courage, attack and endure. With attack, we do all we can to change the things that are bad, the things that are within our scope of authority. But once we've done all we can, and we can't do any more, then we must live out the more difficult aspect of courage, endurance. Endurance is the higher form of courage. In some ways, it's much easier to take action, even to fight evil vigorously. That's easier than to accept the things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. To endure cheerfully when we can't change the situation actually takes more courage than to take action and fight. Jesus saved the world when he accepted the cross. And the most spiritually fruitful we can be is the patient acceptance and endurance of the sufferings which God in his providence allows. Joan was called to live out both aspects of courage. Soon after the coronation of Charles VII, Joan was captured by the Burgundians, the French who were allied with the English, and they sold her to the English for a price far less than her true worth. For that sum, Joan of Arc, the savior of France, was sold to her enemies, to the enemies of her country, enemies who had lashed and thrashed and thumped and trounced France for a century and made holiday sport of it. Enemies who had forgotten years and years ago what a Frenchman's face was like, so used were they to seeing nothing but his back. Enemies whom she had whipped, whom she had cowed, whom she had taught to respect French valor, newborn in her nation by the breath of her spirit. Enemies who hungered for her life as being the only pursuants able to stand between English triumph and French defeat. sold to a French bishop by a French priest, with the French king and the French nation standing thankless by and saying nothing. And Joan? What did Joan say about all this?
Nothing.
Not a reproach passed her lips, for she was too great for that, for she was Joan of Arc. A 17-year-old girl defeated the English. To save face, they needed to convict her of conspiring with the devil. So they set up a kangaroo court, convicted her, and burnt her at the stake as a witch. In 1456, a retrial authorized by the Pope declared Joan innocent of all charges and designated her a martyr. And then in 1920, she was canonized by Pope Benedict XV. But as I reflected on her life, I asked, why did God allow Joan to be captured and martyred? After Joan broke the siege of Orleans and had Joan officially had Charles officially crowned as King of France, the new king asked Joan what she wanted for reward. Nothing. There was no earthly reward that could satisfy Joan, because what Joan wanted was God. But the only way God could give her the reward she wanted was to take her to heaven. So God, in his providence, allowed her to be captured and martyred so that he could give her the reward. The only reward that matters, God himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, at the beginning of our rosary, I said that Teresa and I are at the little monastery of the Community of the Lamb here in France, and I owe a great debt of gratitude to them for introducing us to Blessed Pauline Jericho, the foundress of the Living Rosary movement. Now, as we go forward every day in our meditations, I'm going to be praying for, over this podcast, for a special intention, because the community needs to obtain the land next to them to build a monastery for the brothers. And then the address of this property is 118. So from this day forward, I'm going to be praying that God give them 118. But since I have Sister Amaya sitting right next to me, I thought she could share with you just a little bit about the charism of their community, which is something I think we should all take on.
We're the little brothers and little sisters of the Lamb. And so as you hear in the name of our community, we follow Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, this vulnerable Lamb who came and dwelt among us and who gave his life for us on the cross. And we try and live out this way of following the Lamb through our motto, which is wounded, we will never cease to love, as we see Jesus does for each one of us on the cross, in the way that we hurt him through our sins, through the evil that we can do, and he gives back life. He gives back love and mercy. And so, like him, we want to follow in these steps, that each time we hurt others or hurt ourselves, we can continue loving with his grace and be witnesses of this mercy in our world, which needs it so much. And also, following our founders in the footsteps of St. Dominic and St. Francis, we're begging brothers and sisters, and so we go as God became this beggar amongst us in Jesus Christ. We go in his footsteps and we knock on the doors of houses and ask for our daily bread, receiving all that we have from the hands of Providence through the goodness of many men and women on this earth.
And sister, could you share a little bit of your charism of Mandicatio and meditating on the Word of God?
Yes, so before going out to beg for our daily bread, we spend much time in prayer. We're contemplative sisters and brothers, and the heart of our prayer life is the Word of God. In a special way that our community has received, it's the heritage of the church to chew on the Word of God, to manducate, as we say, the Word of God. And so we take verse by verse the gospel of the day that's given to us by the church, and we repeat it slowly, one time, two times, three times, as many times as we feel inspired, going through the gospel line by line like this, so that the word can be something we first hear in our head, in our intellect, but that it can go much deeper to that and touch this place in our hearts, which is created by the word of life, by God himself. And so as we repeat this word, we see it really does this work to go down into the depths of our hearts. And as we repeat it, we ask three questions. Who are you, Lord? Who are you in this word? What are you telling me about yourself today in this word? Who am I? What are you showing of my heart, of my life, of who I am through your word. And then the big question that we ask ourselves each day, what is your call? What is this call of conversion? What step do you want me to take today to follow you more closely, more truly? And in the light of this word, what are you asking me to do today to love you more and to share you more with the world?
What a beautiful way that everyone praying with us, listening, can open up the gospel, read a little passage, and ask those three questions. Who are you, Lord, in this passage? Who am I? And what are you calling me to do today, Lord? What a simple, beautiful way of prayer. And what I love about your community, like we're in Lyon and we're going to be walking the streets of Lyon tomorrow. And what I love watching is how your community will talk to people all over the place. You will strike up conversations in friendship, and it's such a beautiful way to bring the gospel in a way that's not confrontational or annoying. It's such a beautiful way of friendship. We are committing to pray every day that God and Our Lady will grant your community this property, 118. And we ask that your community pray for us as we spread the rosary and friendship and good conversation around the world. Thank you so much for your hospitality. And if there are any young men or young women out there across the world wondering what to do with their lives, I want you to ask Jesus, do you want me to consider the community of the Lamb? I'm sure that there's an easy website that they could go to if there's someone anywhere in the world. What website would that be?
Communityofthelamb.org.
That's pretty easy. Communityofthelamb.org. If anyone is wondering, maybe I have a call to the religious life, I would highly suggest the Community of the Lamb. Well, sisters and brothers, thank you for your hospitality in this conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.